Mark and Walt in the morning, sunny 101.9. Sia and Sean Paul with Cheap Thrills. It is 8:12. It is Tuesday morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and with me on the line right now is Dave Lorenz, who is vice president at Travel Michigan. Good morning, Dave. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, nice to be with you again, Walt. And it was great that you joined us last night on the Come Together, on the World Wide Web. Not only are you a Marquette radio star, now you're an internet star all around the world.
Oh, my. Well, yes. Actually, I appreciate you asking to give me the opportunity to be a part of that. And that's why I wanted to have you on this morning. Is last night was sort of the kickoff, but there's going to be several of these coming up. Travel Michigan, M Live, and the folks at Under the Radar, the TV show that we see on Public TV 13 around here, all are working together to tell the world about Michigan, but also help out. What's going on?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Well, you know, we've all been through a big communal trauma, I guess I'll put it. And it's been tough for a lot of people, especially those people who've been put out of work because of all this stuff. And a lot of them are in the travel and tourism industry, the hospitality world, just the hospitality part of travel and tourism. We figure probably around 350,000 people have been displaced. And these are folks who, you know, officially they make X amount of dollars. But of course, they're making dollars on tips as well. And before you know it, now, even with unemployment, they're really suffering right now.
And this particular effort that you're doing increases awareness, but can actually raise some funds to help them.
Right. And it is. It's for both reasons, really. As you say, you know, we're trying to celebrate National Travel and Tourism Week. Typically this week, I'd be talking to you about all the things to see and do in Michigan. And right now, I'm literally saying, no, stay home. You know, let's make sure everybody's safe out there. And then, you know, plan your trips right now. Go to Michigan.org, do some dreaming, do some planning, and maybe make some bookings for later on into the summer. But all those folks that are out of jobs right now, we're trying to help them. So we have a week-long series. Starts at 7 o'clock each night on MLive.com and on the Pure Michigan Facebook Live page as well. And it's just a blast. Live music from various places all around the state. We had last night one of your local restaurateurs on, along with you, Walt. And, of course, we have a bunch of other folks from all over the state. Last night, we also had some celebrities, Carter Osterhaus and his lovely young wife as well. And, of course, I'm a big fan. I can't think of her name. Oh, my God. In any case, a whole bunch of musicians, celebrities and such, 7 o'clock each night. And then we're hoping that people will just give something. If you think about it, we have nearly 10 million people in the state. If everybody just gave on average of a dollar, we'd have a huge fund out there that we can actually help people out. We're giving out grants around $300 to $500, depending on the situation. And we have thousands of people who have applied, thousands of people who are out of work. So we really need to do all we can to help them out.
We're talking with Dave Lorenz, vice president at Travel Michigan, part of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Dave, the other part of this is to get the word out that people don't necessarily not think about planning or coming to Michigan. Maybe they can't come this month. Maybe they can't come next month, but they will be able to come later, eventually. And that's kind of also what you're doing, is you're keeping stuff up on your websites and Facebook pages to say, don't overlook Michigan.
That's right. Well, the thing is, you know, we're not operating with funding right now. Our funding was all vetoed. All the money that we were going to get on the second round of budgeting process was poured into this COVID battle. So we don't think we'll have funding through the rest of this fiscal year. And just to get attention and to get people thinking about Michigan is going to be very tough this year, which is going to add to the economic woes for the state. So the more we can get out there, the more assistance we can get from organizations like yours and others to spread the word, the better. And if we can make some money for the folks at the same time, that's a good thing. By the way, Amy Smart is her name. I can't believe I forgot her name.
Well, it comes to you eventually.
I was starstruck.
You
know how it is. You and I, we get to meet all these celebrities all the time, and you find out they're just regular people. But Amy and Carter Osterhaus, just what a delightful young couple. Just really neat people, and they were really nice to be part of it. So we have celebrities all this week and musicians all this week. Tune in. It's such a cool thing. I think it's much more intimate than I expected it to be. You feel really connected to everybody, and that's the idea. We right. call it Come Together. It's a celebration of tourism. It's a celebration of pure Michigan, and we can all do it together.
Again, Dave, how do they find these programs as they're first when they go live, and they're also archived at the sites? How do they find them?
Yeah, of course, they're on YouTube and such as well. But on the live broadcast or telecast at 7 o'clock, you can find it on mlive.com on the Facebook Live page for Pure Michigan as well. So check it out tonight, 7 o'clock. It'll be a great show.
Dave Lorenz on the line with us, Vice President of Travel Michigan at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. As always, a pleasure to chat. Let's talk again soon so people remember all about Michigan and making sure that they take the time to come and visit us here because it's a nice place.
Oh, it sure is. Hey, thank you so much. Well, remember, your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Dave Lorenz with us on the line this morning, Vice President Travel Michigan. And, of course, you can find out those find those shows starting at 7 o'clock Eastern Time at MLive.com and the Travel Michigan Facebook pages as well. So check them out. It's a great show. I had a little bit in one of them last night. It's always interesting to see what's going on here in Michigan. Right now, it's music from Blink 182 with All the Small Things. It is 8:19. It is Tuesday morning. This is Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.